Welcome to Cardiology Today. Today's date is October 25th, 2025. Here are the latest research findings. Article number 1. Maternal socioeconomic opportunity and race ethnicity intersect to influence fetal brain volumes in congenital heart disease. This multicenter study utilized magnetic resonance imaging to investigate the influence of maternal socioeconomic opportunity using the Childhood Opportunity Index and maternal race ethnicity on fetal brain development in fetuses with and without complex congenital heart disease. The research aimed to establish how these social determinants of health contribute to neurodevelopmental outcome disparities, which are a persistent challenge in congenital heart disease. By assessing these factors, the study provides a foundational understanding to address the observed differences in neurocognitive outcomes. Article number 2. The Obesity Paradox in Chronic Total Occlusion Percutaneous Coronary Intervention: Contemporary Outcomes Across Body Mass Index Categories. This study examined the relationship between body mass index and outcomes following percutaneous coronary intervention for chronic total occlusion, addressing the known obesity paradox in other cardiac interventions where contemporary data for chronic total occlusion percutaneous coronary intervention is limited. Researchers analyzed 503 consecutive procedures in 453 patients from their institution between January 2018 and December 2023. The study aimed to clarify the impact of body mass index on both procedural success and long-term patient outcomes in this specific context. Article number 3. Changes in anticoagulation treatment and associated resolution or persistence of left atrial thrombus. Insights from LATTEE Registry. The LATTEE Registry investigated changes in anticoagulation treatment and their association with the resolution or persistence of left atrial thrombus in patients with atrial fibrillation or atrial flutter. This multicenter study included 3,109 consecutive patients undergoing transoesophageal echocardiography before direct current cardioversion or ablation, identifying left atrial thrombus in 8.0% of these individuals. The research aimed to provide much-needed evidence on optimal anticoagulation strategies, addressing current guideline limitations for patients with left atrial thrombus. Article number 4. Clinical and technical predictors of adverse cardiovascular events following coronary lithotripsy in the BENELU-XIVL Registry. The BENELU-XIVL Registry conducted a retrospective analysis to identify clinical and procedural factors associated with major adverse cardiovascular events following intravascular lithotripsy for calcified coronary lesions. The study included 583 patients who underwent intravascular lithotripsy for 6/12 lesions between May 2019 and December 2024, employing Kaplan-Meier analysis and binary logistic regression. This research aimed to establish key predictors, thereby contributing to optimizing patient selection and improving outcomes for this treatment option. Article number 5. The 4. A Classification for Prognostic Stratification of Patients with Tricuspid Regurgitation. A multicenter study. This multicenter study aimed to validate the prognostic impact of the novel 4A classification for stratifying patients with tricuspid regurgitation. The classification, based on the presence of asthenia, ankle swelling, abdominal pain or distension, and anorexia, provides a clinical tool ranging from A0 to A3. The research sought to establish this classification as an effective method for identifying symptomatic patients and informing prognostic assessments in tricuspid regurgitation. You can find the links to the articles in the episode description or visit our website at podcast.explainheart.com for more details. Thank you for listening to Cardiology Today.